So we've got two British brands. We've got Roma Home and we've got Bailey. Both of them are great value, good quality, and we can represent the whole range here.
Do you have a motorhome yourself?
I do, yeah. I've got an American RV. So slightly bigger, but I've been motorhoming since I was 2 years old. I've grown up with it and absolutely love it.
So your parents must have one as well, I guess.
Yeah. So mum and dad, since I was a baby, have taken us away in them. We've toured around most of Europe. So for me, it's the chance to actually almost be involved with my hobby on a daily basis. So, it's happy days for everyone.
And where is your favourite place to kind of take it? I know they offer great freedom and flexibility of many places, but do you have a particular place that you like to go back to time and time again?
There's places in the UK that can be absolutely amazing. I mean, Cornwall is the perfect example. The great thing about being in Taunton is on our doorstep, we've got so many places that you can go and explore. If I was going to go abroad, for me, it would be the south of France. France, you could holiday there every year for the rest of your life and still find somewhere new. But I mean, the Bay of Saint-Tropez, you know, there's some stunning sights and it's geared up for motorhoming over there as well. But I think if I had to pick, probably be somewhere like Cornwall or maybe around Dartmouth for me.
I think that's really, really interesting because it just kind of indicates that you don't have to go abroad to really enjoy. I mean, this year particularly so, with the weather being so fantastic, it's about checking out what our country has to offer because there are some absolutely gold spots, as you say. Jason, what do you think about that?
It sounds wonderful. Also, motorhomes, what kind of size should people go for? Because you kind of think of a motorhome, you think of this massive, great big unit. Is that what motorhomes are about?
It is and it isn't. We've got the new R50 from Roma Home. It's based on the Citroen Dispatch. It's 4.96 metres long and it's less than 2 metres high. So height barriers and multi-storey car parks aren't an issue. It will still park in Sainsbury's quite easily. You can use it as a second vehicle and take it out every day. But it will do 54 miles to the gallon, which for a motorhome is amazing, and it will sleep four people.
So would you say that was your most popular vehicle?
This is our newest vehicle, so it's untested at the moment, but we feel it is going to be popular. From the Roma Home side, by far our most popular is the R20. It's based on the Citroen Berlingo, so again it's sub 5 meters. It's got everything that you would ever need. It's got a toilet, it's got two single beds that can become a big double bed. We tend to find that a lot of elderly people that have either lost the confidence with the big stuff or have lost licenses or whatever can actually still go away in that and still use it as a second vehicle. But you can drive it as a motorhome without feeling vulnerable because it drives like a car.
It gives the confidence back, doesn't it, to the driver, which is really, really important.
So people coming down today, what should they come down and chat to you about? You know, if they're looking for a motorhome, come down and see you guys?
Yeah, if they're looking for a motorhome, even if they're just at the first thought of it, you know, at some point in the future I might like one. The whole point of the open weekend is to actually show people that, look, you know, it is affordable, everyone can do it, and it's actually a great lifestyle to be able to have.
You mentioned affordable, which is great. People love that terminology, I guess. But they are a hefty price in terms of thousands of pounds that you're searching for. So do you have that kind of like finance deal going on at the moment?
Yeah, we do. I mean, for our launch weekend special, we've got 6.9% APR, which is almost cheaper than the banks nowadays. And we can finance that over 10 years, 12 years if we need to. Buying a motorhome isn't like buying a car. You know, this is almost like a second house. And as a result, the finance is geared up that way because a 10-year-old motorhome actually isn't old, and it's had a fraction of the use that a car would. It doesn't devalue like a car either. So actually, in 10 years' time, it's still going to be worth a lot of money.
So it's an investment, and it's an affordable investment, which is really, really key, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And actually, with a motorhome, the more you use it, the better it is. Because you're not going to lose that money. So it's not like a classic car that you bought that you'd have to leave on the drive because you couldn't drive it because it would take £10,000 off the value. Yeah, and anyone can use them.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for a very special World Tour Taunton. We are here at Howard's Motorhomes on the Prizewood Industrial Estate, and we're looking at all kinds of motorhomes, Craig.
I know, and do you know what? I want that one, I want that one, I want that one, and if I was to get that one and that one, I'd be looking at about £150,000. But don't worry, we're going to put it on the Tone FM bank account.
Yeah. We're going to put it on the expenses. Darren's going to love it. Anyway, let's talk about different things. You can come down here today, of course, get a burger, get a beer, and have a look hassle-free at some motorhomes. Explore the options, see what's on offer, and they can sort you out with a good deal at the same time. But let's talk a little bit about Tone News, of course, our feel-good community newspaper that's out being delivered in the area at the moment.
Yes, they're going to be distributed to the TA1, TA2, and TA3 areas.
Yes, if you don't get your copy, you can pick it up at various locations in and around our wonderful town, including
the Market House.
Yes, the Visitor Centre, Crete St Michael's stores, and also selected Ace and A1 taxis have them available on request. You can pick up your copy, and if you can't find it, then download it. Go to our website, tonefm.co.uk, and you'll find all the details on how to find Tone News, our very own good feel community newspaper. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig out and about for a world tour of Taunton, and we are at the Howard's Motorhome at Umpen Weekend, Craig.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And we just got to have a quick word with Gentleman Jack. As I know, that is what you are known as. Yeah. So what are you doing here today?
Well, actually, I'm a photojournalist for the industry, and I'm here for Practical Motorhome to help celebrate this opening. But I'm a keen motorhomer myself, so I'm really playing at my hobby and being paid for it. So.
Yeah, now, being down here, obviously, we can see a wide range of available motorhomes. Do you have a particular favourite, or which one do you have at home?
Well, it varies. You know, it's like asking you, what's your favourite car? It depends what you're looking for. But I think you always want the smallest you're comfortable in, not the biggest you can afford. It's all about mobility and multi-use. Something like this, you see, this Roma home with a pop top will fit in the garage. You can use it on the school run, and it's equally at home in Taunton or on the Costa del Sol. You
know, so. Yeah, sure. So where do you live? Where in the country are you from?
Well, I live in Eye near Peterborough, so on the edge of the Fens.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And do you think the motorhomes are quite popular around that area?
They are. They're growing in popularity. It used to be an end in itself, you know, when we all worked longer hours, and before the digital revolution, we used to go away for the weekends or for the summer holidays purely to be in the countryside to relax. Now that's changed slightly with increased leisure time and so on and so forth. And it's used as a means to an end, you know, for people who enjoy walking or photography or twitchers or water sports, you know, anything like that. In fact, the current trend is people researching their history from Who Do You Think You Are? It's
finding
a hospitality
unit for
other activities. Yeah. Oh.
Nice. Okay, so with your job and being the photography journalism, what is it that you're trying to promote? Is it to promote the sale of the motorhomes? What is it?
Well, I like to think that a motorhome is an enabler. You know, it enables people to have a different, perhaps more interesting lifestyle.
So where did the passion come from?
It came from my late father, who started in 1930 with an ex-World War I Bell End Ridge tent that he used to put on Pulsdee Head. But we've always wanted to explore, wanted to see what was around that corner. And it's integral to our lifestyle. I've been doing it all my life.
And you still love it today, right?
Yes, and my daughter does, and my grandson's just built one, so it's in the genes.
Are you just amazed just how innovative designers and creators can be for the caravan? Because every year the technology advances, and then you'll be like, oh, wow, you can do this now in your motorhome.
Yes, you can, but to quote an old expression, it's what you do with it that's important. It has to be said, though, that here in Britain, we lead Europe in motorhome production, you know, and unlike cars, the majority of people who buy a motorhome will buy a British-built one. And in fact, we're so good at it, we're building them for Europe now as well.
Amazing. What a wonderful fact there. Thanks very much, Gentleman
okay.
Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you come on down. There's a barbecue happening today as well at Howard's Motorhome Group here and their motorhome kind of weekend. And it's great, Craig, exploring some of these wonderful motorhomes.
It is indeed. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig out for a special world tour of Taunton. And we are at the Howard's Motorhome here for their open weekend.
We are indeed. And we're exploring all the different motorhomes on the site here. And there's so many to choose from, Craig. You've selected several already, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. One of my favourites is the Roma Home brand. Now, with us is Dan, who's one of the representatives from that company. Why do you think the Roma Homes are maybe more popular than the other ones?
They're a niche motorhome. They're small. People can use them as their everyday vehicle, but we're quite good at getting as much into a small vehicle as we can. So you don't lose out on any of the sort of features that you get in a larger motorhome. So you still have all your cooking facilities, toilets, you know, everything that you'd expect in a camper van.
Yeah, because I was going to say, looking at it, because I'm, you know, looking at the smaller ones particularly, you wouldn't think that they would be suitable for sleeping in, but actually they are well designed inside and can really accommodate, you know, the sleeping, as you say, the cooking, toilets as well.
Yeah, toilets in there as well. I mean, we've been doing it. Roma Home's been going for 35 plus years. The guys that we've got working with us have been there for as long. So yeah, we've been designing quality campers for quite some time. So we kind of know how to get everything in there that you need.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about your role and why you've decided to work here.
Well, my role, I'm one of the co-owners, so I've come up today to work with Howard's. It's their open weekend, support the brand, support them, and obviously help people out when they're coming to look at the Roma homes and show them how it all works.
So is it in your family?
Yeah, it's used to be my dad. He was running it before, and yeah, I've taken it over fairly recently. Launched the R50, and we're trying to bring out some new brands as well, trying to get a younger audience in as well. See how it goes.
So how have you seen things develop over the years you've been doing it? I mean, is the interest in these type of homes growing, or would you say they're decreasing? What's it kind of looking like in the market at the moment?
I think people are looking for smaller, something that they can use every day. You know, you can have a, you know, vehicle that you can take the kids to school, you can go shopping in, and then on a weekend fill it up with your gear, whatever it is, surfboards, kayak, whatever it is you do. And escape and go out and enjoy yourself. So yeah,
seems good. It's got all that kind of storage space to kind of pack everything in.
It does. So tell us this new model. What's it based on? What is the van? Because it looks like a van from the very outside, but until you see the awning and the roof lifted, it looks completely different. So what is it underneath?
It's a Citroen Dispatch. It's a van. It's a vehicle that we wanted to. Well, it's a conversion that we wanted to do for quite some time. But Citroen have now just released this Dispatch, which is a great looking vehicle, you know, cool looking van, and it's ideal for what we wanted to do to put a side conversion camper van in.
So how long does it take from you, because you get the van, mm-hmm. and then you make it into this wonderful luxury small motorhome, how long does that take you?
From start to finish, anywhere between 120 and 150 hours.
Wow. So I thought you were going to say days then, was thinking actually hours. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of it's done before the vehicle comes to us. So what we specialise in is GRP, glass reinforced plastic, and we do all the moulds before the vehicle comes to us. So we start producing the bits before it comes down. When it gets to us, the vehicle's stripped, cut a hole in the roof, get the roof on, and fit out all the panelling inside. So it's, ready to go.
I did get a couple of pictures of the mare kind of like test riding the bed or the recliner. So we'll get that up on our Facebook page so the viewers can have a look at the quality inside, because it really, really is. And how much is something like this going to cost?
So they start from $39,995. The difference in the price comes down to the vehicle spec. So regardless of which one you get, you're going to have the same conversion inside. So you'll still have the rib beds, you'll still have the elevating roof and the bifold bed up in the top. And all the same bits that you'd get, you know, that's inside this one here, you'd get in all three of the models, which just have different spec on the base vehicle. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
I have to ask a really silly question. Okay. When you cut the hole in the roof, yeah. is that the most nervous part of doing that?
It is, yeah. Cutting a hole in a van is always quite a scary moment.
Yeah.
Luckily, the guys we've got, they've been doing it for so long. You know, they know what they're doing. They can just get on and be confident in what they're doing.
Cool.
Sounds great. So if you're looking for a motorhome, just even if you're thinking about stepping into that market and you want to look at them, test them out, then come on down to Howard's Motorhome open weekend. There's a barbecue, there's beers on offer. We're still here as well, so you can come down and meet us. Loads to see and do. Come down and have a look. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton at the Howard's Motorhome open weekend here on Prizewood.
Now, Jason, you're going to have to kind of like follow me here because I want to try and catch the mayor if I can. Now, she is busy talking, so you might just have to give me a minute or two.
Can I just say,
but I'm going to...
You have got her cornered.
I know. She can't escape, so no. I'm just going to do this. For anybody who's wondering who I'm actually talking about, I'm talking about Councillor Catherine Herbert, who's down here today celebrating the open day of Howard's Motorhomes and their camper vans. So let's just find out what she thinks about some of these camper vans. So, sorry, do you mind if I just grab a quick word? Hello. Yes, I am. How cozy is this?
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is. So, do you own a motorhome?
No, I don't.
Has this kind of like tickled your taste buds in terms of maybe you are interested in...
It's actually really inspiring because they fit so much into such a small space with some of them. I mean, you can go to the huge motorhomes, which are just like palaces on wheels, incredible things.
Yeah.
But even the small ones are... incredible what they can fit in and still be able to stand up in some of them and quite comfortable. Yeah,
so I understand some of these can actually sleep up to 6 people. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they'd have to be quite friendly, I think.
yeah very friendly. So this is absolutely wonderful. It's celebrating, you know, the Peugeot Howard Motorhome kind of the new models, the new ranges. It's just kind of showcasing what's available. Mm-hmm. I think actually with this time of year, people are staying in the UK, so it's really nice to be able to kind of travel the country and still be able to take all your home comforts with you.
Definitely, there's so much to see in our country, isn't there, which I'm sure most of us have only seen a tiny glimpse of, and this summer has been really inspiring that you can stay at home and see some of our wonderful countryside. To me, what surprised me coming here this morning is most of these are all British made.
Yes,
which you know, made on the Isle of Wight, the conversions are done, it's British inspiration and the ingeniousness of making all the little cubby holes for storage and how things convert into beds and tables and things are all hidden away in little cupboards. It's really wonderful, and I think being able to buy British is got to be really positive. And Howard's in Taunton, you know, support your local companies. It's more and more becoming important, I think, that people try and do that as much as possible.
Yeah, we were just talking to Gentleman Jack, mm-hmm. who writes for one of the national magazines.
Yes.
And he was just saying that the UK are actually leading in terms of technology and innovation with what they put into motorhomes. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic for the country, isn't it?
It's brilliant, but we're just not very good at boasting about it.
So that's what we're here to do today. We're
that's
here
it.
To kind of like promote the messages. Thank you very much for your time.
That's okay, nice to see you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM's Craig and Jason out and about at the Howard's Motorhome open weekend, Craig.
Now, we are about to enter a very, very special motorhome.
And you've got a very special guided tour guest.
Yes, we have. Yes, the mayor is still with us, giving us her own kind of like tour, which is amazing. And look at this.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this. It's all shiny, it's brand new, it smells absolutely delicious, if that's the correct thing to say. And you've got all this modern technology, microwaves, a 4 hobbit oven. Is that a dishwasher
fridge.
Even or a fridge?
A complete, very compact shower room.
Do you know, I can't believe how much they squeeze in. I mean, this is probably gold standard in terms of motorhomes. I mean, everything is just kind of got that really, you know, luxury defined finish to it. Yeah, I want one of these. I think I might have to save a few pennies for it. Roughly how much do we think it's going to cost?
£50,000.
But this
it's
is one where...
Birth, though, so if you had small children, you could fit more in.
Yeah, so that's value for money. I mean, if you compare it to the cost of a house, I mean, if you wanted to be the kind of on the move, then it's fantastic, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely stunning. And the furnishing, we've got a full table, chairs. It's just absolutely amazing. Look at you've got a complete sofa unit at the back almost you can sit at. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about three-piece suite sofas, but, you know, this one you could have 5-6 people quite easily sat in. And there's a TV, we've got spotlights, we've got, yeah, in the roof lighting and stuff. So, yeah. Jade, can we buy one of these?
Let's put it on the Tone FM account. We'll sign Darren up for it. I'm sure he'll be over the moon when he sees that.
Well, actually, what we could do, because we're here promoting it, I think, you know, for us to get a really good review from this, we need to take it out for ourselves, maybe summer 2019.
Deal. Let's see if we can take it out for a day and see what it's like on the road, shall we?
Yeah,
Taunton's
good.
107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for a very special world tour, Taunton. We are here at the Howards Motorhome Open Weekend and we're surrounded by motorhomes.
Yes, we are. And I don't know if it's really healthy for me to be surrounded by them because I'm going to end up probably signing my name on the dotted line and committing myself for a 20-year.
I'll support you in buying one. I'm not sure financially, but I'll try and support you. Loads of people here enjoying a barbecue as well, and there's beers and drinks on offer for you to have a look around the motorhomes, hassle-free, and to see what takes your fancy. And there's loads to see here, from the smallest to the most luxurious, elegant ones that actually, you know, it's more of a house. It's a house on wheels.
That's what they are described as. They are described as an extension to somebody's home. So they have all the elements and all the features you could possibly need that give you those home comforts.
It is indeed, from the very smallest to the very largest. Right, okay, Craig, there's loads of people here. You're going to catch up with some people?
Yeah, we can have to a few people because we have spotted some people looking around, questioning kind of what's on offer, etc. There's two people here. Hiya, what's your name?
Lynn.
Hiya, Lynn. How you doing? And what's your name?
Denise.
Denise, so you've come down here today because you're interested. Are you looking for a particular motorhome?
Yes.
Okay, good. And is this for kind of like travelling around in the country, or are you looking to maybe go into Europe? And
not Europe, just around the UK.
Okay, because I think there's plenty of wonderful things to see and explore here. So have you found any particular motorhome that takes your fancy?
I have, yes, but it's overweight for the driving.
It's overweight for the driving. So what do you mean by that?
Well, a normal licence, you can drive 3.5 tonne. The motorhome I like is 3850.
Oh no, so can you do anything about that to kind of enable you to drive it?
Yeah, you can take a test, but I'm a bit old from the tooth to take a test, to be honest.
No, you'll be fine to do that. I didn't realise that, Jason, did you?
No, I didn't know, no. I was thinking, could you take something out? But that's probably not very practical, is it? Taking, like, the cooker out or anything.
Yeah, but then you've lost your motorhome as such.
Yeah, ruined it. Okay, I'll go with that. Maybe the test.
So,
but saying that, I think it only applies when you're 70, but I'm not 100% certain.
Okay, so you've got to do some research.
Yeah, but as my husband's nearly 70, that's a thing I have to consider.
That's great. But won't the sales reps here be able to inform you as to whether that's right or not?
Yeah, they should be able to.
Okay, great. So are you having a really good day today? I see you've got your bacon butty this morning. So.
Yes, we're just waiting for the beer.
Yes, my colleague says apparently there's beer, but I've yet to smell it or see it, so...
It's apparently here. About 4 o'clock when the good deals are available, apparently.
Oh, I see. So if you come a bit later, you might be able to negotiate on a price. Okay. So
that could be the beer just talking, not the salespeople mind.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Have you had any experience of motorhomes before since coming here?
Yes, we own one.
You own one? So this would be what, an upgrade or?
Upgrade, yes.
Yeah, okay. So would they do a part exchange here?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That is really, really good. So that helps you kind of like save your money, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. I mean, and they're fairly local to us, so it'll be good.
So how long have you had your previous motorhome?
2 years.
2 years. So why are you upgrading it?
It's coming up to 3 years old, so obviously needs all habitation checks, MOT, etc. So time now to perhaps thinking about moving it along.
Okay. And so the other one, I guess, didn't have that kind of weight restriction limit to it?
No.
So it was smaller?
No, it's still quite big, but it's a lighter. The motorhome I was looking at was a prestigious one, so it's obviously built better.
Okay.
Heavier.
Okay. And sorry, you say your name was Lynn. That's right. So are you also looking to upgrade a motorhome? So you're sorry, she's nodding because actually she's trying
Lynn's
to,
just here for the bacon rolls, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So do you, why do you have an interest in motorhomes?
Because I got a new Bailey.
You got a new Bailey. Fantastic. So where have you been in it?
All over.
All over what, the UK? I should just give her a minute because she's... so. So who's this? Neil. So Neil's coming back. Neil looks like he knows what he's doing. So
not eating a bacon roll.
What is it?
New Bailey, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a new Bailey 762.
And why have you chosen that one?
The layout.
Layout, so yeah. It just makes things really comfortable, really easy for you.
Easy to use, nice to drive, brilliant.
So how far do you reckon you would, in terms of mileage, how much would you clock up in a year?
So we've had it 3 months and done nearly 2,000 miles.
Wow, really? So where have you gone?
Just round the southwest, really.
I think it's the best part of the country, right?
Yep. Yeah, we do go to Wales, but we haven't been this year yet.
Okay.
So.
Nice. And. Sorry?
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, she's still eating her bacon.
I think it was, we're going to take it to France, I think.
Oh, okay, fine. And how is your French?
Not good.
It's not that good? Okay, well, this is why you need to go, and then you'll be able to increase your French vocabulary.
Yeah, you're very good at French, aren't you?
Yeah, bonjour, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to come down and explore some motorhomes, hassle-free, come down and explore it today. Barbecue, bacon rolls currently on go, beer later on, apparently. Yeah, don't forget the beer. And we're here for a little while as well. Howard's Motorhome Group on Prizewood Industrial Street. Come down and see some of the bargains on their Umpen weekend. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for a very special world tour. Taunton, we are at Howard's Motorhomes for their Umpen weekend with their wonderful selection of motorhomes. And we've kind of hidden away from everyone.
We have. We have jumped into, I believe, one of the most expensive motorhomes that are on display here at Howard's. And go for it.
Can I just say, absolutely stunning. It's almost like, it's better than our house.
Yeah.
We're sat in the back of this motorhome in like a bench seat. We've got wonderful skylight above us with the light shining through. We've got cupboards above us. We've got speakers in the walls. We've got blinds. We've got curtains. This fridge. Stop opening things.
What's that? What? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's a table in there and a ladder.
Yeah, tables, ladders.
That fridge is better than mine at home. It's huge. It's massive. It's completely a black cupboard front, all nice and shiny. I can see my reflection in it. It's just stunning. A microwave here. A four-ring burner. An oven. Television. Power sockets, USB sockets.
This reminds me of like the Generation game where, you know, the bits are just kind of flying past us and we're just shouting out all the names. But it just goes to prove how much is on offer here, right?
Yeah, and this turns into a double bed in the back here. The front also turns into a bed. Even the passenger seat swings around so that the passenger can sit in their chair that they'd normally sit in while driving and look into the cabin. It's just absolutely stunning.
One thing that amazes me with things like this is that everything's been thought of.
Yes.
Everybody kind of, we've met some people that are interested in buying it, and they said, you know, it just, every year there's an update or whatever, and things just get slightly more comfortable, slightly better. It's great.
It's a bit like, imagine if Tone FM, designed a camper van. You'd probably set off down the road, the microwave would fall out, the bed wouldn't go up. Because these people are just craftsmen in their design, and they're just superb at designing motorhomes.
Yeah, absolutely.
A bit like Tone FM is, you know, crafted at producing music shows like ours.
Radio shows and stuff like that. It's really, really good.
Let's keep going on that.
Let's just say this one would set you back around £60,000 and you might be going, whoa, that's a lot. But actually, they've got fantastic financial deals available with 6.9% APR, which is incredible. As Simon was saying earlier, that's cheaper than some of the banks.
So. Yeah, come down and see the guys here. They'll give you all the details and all the legal and all the finance details around that. And also, they say motorhomes keep their value. So it is an investment, but it's one you're going to, you know, get a little bit on return. So it's worth coming down and having that chat with the guys. They're here, the guys and girls. There's barbecue, there's beers, there's drinks, there's teas, there's coffees. And most of all, there is a collection of experts here that know exactly every single detail about a motorhome. They're open until 5 p.m. today, and they're open tomorrow as well for their special opening weekend. Come down and see them. Of course, we are at Harrods Motorhomes on the Prizewood Industrial Estate.
Hold on.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for a world tour Taunton at the Harrods Motorhome Open Weekend.
Yeah, with me. We've caught up with a lovely lady, and we have spoken to a lot of men today, haven't we?
So it's really nice. About motorhomes. It's been a bit geeky, hasn't it, to be honest?
Yeah, it has. So with me is Sian Jones, who's the Business Centre Administrator here.
I am indeed, yeah.
So how's it been going over the last kind of 12 months? Is business good here?
Business has been great here. I've only been in the motor trade since September.
Okay.
So it's completely new to me. And then my manager said, by the way, we're doing motorhomes. I was like, wow.
Oh, okay, cool. So you didn't really know what you were coming into then?
No, not at all.
Oh, interesting.
New. Learning new things every day.
So what is it like working with the team here?
Absolutely great. Absolutely amazing. They're very helpful. They're very knowledgeable. They don't like to see you struggle. So there's no time in... since the business that I've ever felt bad as I was like, can you help me please? They're all really supportive.
Oh, that's really, really good. So since you've been working here and kind of getting involved with the motorhomes, have you been inclined to kind of purchase one?
A lot more so since I've been working with them, yes.
I think because, as I keep saying, there's so much flexibility and freedom with them. You could just go off for the weekend, you know, relax and just chill out. And, you know, you don't have the aeroplane fees or, you know, all of that. So it's great flexibility, isn't it?
It's amazing flexibility. And even if people think, oh, they're too big to drive, or they're actually really comfortable to drive, going from just small cars and small vans to then driving some of these vehicles, they're so easy and comfortable. And it's not like driving a camper. It is just driving... a normal van, you're comfortable, you're relaxed, and then you've just got the addition of home behind you.
I think I just love that. I love the whole kind of freedom and looking out.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Craig's tempted, so give him your best sales pitch of why he should walk away with a motorhome today, because he is tempted.
Oh, there's nothing like just, under pressure, right? Okay,
I haven't even been through my sales. I'm stepping into sales now. But
you go for it. I'm sure you could sell him a motorhome.
It depends what you want. If you want a home away from home, if you want to go for an adventure, if you want to explore the world, not just Britain, but if you want to go and explore Europe, have the freedom to go wherever you want to go, a motorhome is definitely the way forward. Definitely.
Okay, brilliant. And I think that because actually Europe offers so much. You know, you can go from kind of like Spain all the way through to Russia if you wanted to on the road. How amazing is that?
Well, everyone thinks motorhomes, it's just a staycation. So staying in the UK, going up and down from Scotland, sometimes even just going to Ireland. But you can go so many other places now. Like you said, go through to Spain, France, Germany, Switzerland, Russia. The options are endless.
I just wanted to touch on demographics of customers, I guess, as well, because I think because of the price associated with the motorhomes, I think people are like, they wait for retirement and then they know they've got all the time in the world to kind of do that. But I think a lot of younger people would also enjoy that freedom.
Definitely. Especially if you've got a small family, just to be able to have it all in one place. And then you know that you're going to have it with you on the way. You're going to have it with you when you get there. It just makes traveling a lot easier and safer as well, because you're all in one place and you're all together, so there's no worry of getting separated. It's just a safe, comfortable way of making memories.
Yeah.
So people that can't get down this weekend, how are they going to come down and see you during the rest of the week? What do they do? Where are you?
We are in Taunton on Prierswood Road, right by the Howards team. We are part of the Howards team. So please feel free to just come down, introduce yourselves, come and make an appointment. We do test drives, we do all sorts here.
What about like test weekends?
It's on the cards.
Really? Okay.
Possibly. They're obviously if this is all new to us, so new things are popping up and we're getting bits and pieces in place. So
because I do think it's really important for somebody to make such a big investment, it's really important that you make sure it is exactly what you want. And without, and unfortunately you don't make the most of it in a day, so it would be like if you can stay in it overnight, bring it back the following day and see what it's really like, then I think then your sales would increase.
Yeah.
It's just about giving that little bit more flexibility, isn't it?
It has been suggested to us and we are seriously looking into it because it makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
So. Craig, give the keys back. I know what your plan is. I can see where you're heading.
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe just one night. Maybe a bank holiday weekend would be really fantastic.
Maybe for a week.
Sean, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much,
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour of Taunton. We are down at the Howard's Motorhome Open Weekend with loads of motorhomes surrounded by all kinds of designs, colours, sizes, and so much to see and do, Craig.
Yeah, there are, and some fantastic offers to be had. So if you come down today, tomorrow, you're bound to get a great deal on... It's an investment, isn't it?
It is indeed. Loads of people having a look around, seeing what's on offer, exploring the motorhomes, and it's amazing going inside and seeing people's reactions as they see what's inside these really compact little units. It's amazing. You can come down today. Of course, we're down at the Howards Group here with their Peugeot, their Honda and their Citroen dealer, and we're here on Prizewood Industrial Estate. The team are here until 5 o'clock. The beers are flowing until 5. There's a barbecue as well, and they are also open tomorrow for their open day as well for you to come and explore. Okay, that's it for me and Craig for another week. We will see you
next week.